Welcome everyone to the session, The Power of Combined Products Through Data Analysis in Business Development. And if your product development strategy still relies on Excel and intuition, you're already behind. Today's customers demand solutions addressing real-life complexity. That means understanding their behavior, predicting preferences, building products that do more than just ensure or provide a service, but they enable solutions for the customer. And that's where Python, machine learning, and strategic bundling can come into play. And this is the vision of product development and business development, which drives the focus of our next speaker, Dr. Marina Shulkinova. Marina brings over 17 years of international experience in actuarial consulting, product design, and portfolio optimization. She holds a PhD in economic sciences and a certificate in quantitative finance and looks to continuously innovate seamlessly between statistical models and strategic outcomes. At Azuria Partners in Sydney, she helps shape innovation, high-impact solutions across life, health, pensions, and even agricultural sectors. So in this session, you'll see how Python-powered tools like Monte Carlo simulations, Bayesian networks, machine learning, are all transforming how we design, evaluate, and deliver combined products. And you'll see the real-world financial impacts of these innovations from Australia and in Eurasia. So please join me in welcoming to the stage Dr. Marina Shulkinova.
Greetings and thanks for coming. I'm really happy to be here. And my name is Marina Shuklinova, and I'm pleased to be here today and to share with you my presentation. The title of my presentation is The Power of Combined Products Through Data Analysis in Business Development. Broadly in this talk, we'll discuss four main points. Why are combined products becoming essential? How do we create combined product? Why is it essential to deeply understand and improve products? And how do we use visualization and programming tools to support decision making when creating combined product? And the main question, why are combined products becoming essential? I really believe that many traditional insurance and pension products have already been developed, and that future growth will come through combining solutions and offering tailored proposition to meet the needs and specific customer groups. Let's see how creating combined products is needed, because market competition is becoming more intense. Today's clients want more flexible and more useful solutions that adopt their situation, while regulators continue increasing their demand. And here we can see that innovative products enhance business, and we need to develop them. Next slide is about the most efficient modern tools for actuarial science. On this side, I am showing a table which illustrates where we can apply data and technology to enhance the actuarial workflow. For example, in the row 5 for actuarial calculations and simulation, we can use Python and its vast ecosystem and robust libraries like NumPy and Pandas to solve a large numbers of different actuarial modeling tasks, like calculations of cash flow projections, stress testing, and loss modeling. Within the Python ecosystem, we can also use advanced tools, including different machine learning frameworks, to identify different customer segments, create behavioral models, and make data-driven predictions. Using these tools, we can build models faster and make analytics practical for real business use. The final step, programming and actuarial analytics. Programming is now part of everyday actuarial practice. It helps us reduce human errors, scale modeling across large portfolios, and integrate our work into business processes like pricing, underwriting, and claims. We use statistical techniques like regression, clustering, and probability modeling to forecast claims and lapses, and use behavioral data to adopt products dynamically to customer needs. Python and AI aren't just nice to have, they're essential to modern product development. To understand where a product is working, we need to look at it from different angles, from the shareholders' views, from the actuarial views, and from regulator views. And from the actuarial views, we look at the loss ratio, VNB, and combined ratio. If the combined ratio is below 100%, the product is typically profitable. This table just shows us the features which we should achieve to develop our product. So this slide shows us the main tools which we use to combine products. So why are combined products becoming essential? Client retention requires increased product value. We need to satisfy that because now we have a lot of different platforms where each client can understand the qualities of these products. So we need to develop it. And how to create combined products? So now we see two separate individual models. Individually, both products show low profitability. It's term life insurance and critical illness insurance. We can see IRR between 2 and 6 and loss ratio above 90%. And if we use the same data parameters and combine these products, will increase NPV and decrease loss ratio till 65. Why we achieve such results? Because growth in positive cash flow and profitability due to reduce risks and reduction of acquisition expenses, mitigation of critical illness risks through portfolio diversification. And we achieve better result. And this better result allows us to use profit to scale our sales, to increase profitability for the company and increase profitability for the clients. But really, this product already exists. This is good news. And I just want to tell you how we achieve these results and Australian insurance company already create such combinations with different features we can use to achieve our goals. And this is the special bias in network in actuarial modeling. One moment. And how do we analyze such complex product? We use these graph models, and we can understand how each factor influences to the model. Each node is in this graph is a variable, like age, sum insured, extension. The arrows show relationship, cause and effect, or dependency. And we can easily move these arrows and understood how it works and to see the distribution in each graph. It really helps us to understand model and to scale that without errors. Here, the balanced superannuation investment optional. So we'd like to combine basic pension product with basic investment strategy with the previous combined product, term life insurance and critical illness insurance. And we can see the effect. Stronger overall cash flow, smoother capital profile, and PV of the combined model about 16 billion Australian dollars. This creates is high view product that protects income now and build for the future. Here, we'd like to see what if we go beyond financial product? What if we combine insurance with technology platform? Here's the example, a standard construction all risks product and one enhanced with a project management IT platform. The digital system reduces claims frequency and severity. If you know, almost all construction companies here, they use a special platform like PlanRadar or Procora to manage their risk, to know what is happening on the construction site. And I analyzed the data from this platform, and it's really reduced risks. It helps a construction company to understand what is happening and decrease accidents on the plate. And if we combine this platform with the insurance project, it will help us to create better product because drones, real-time alerts, image recognition, automated risk monitoring, it helps us to decrease risks. And as a result, loss ratio drops to 39%, NPV double, IRR increase from 2 to 5. IT can be a risk management tool and a profitability driver. The same situation with crop insurance, enhancing sustainability through. All the example, we combine crop insurance with satellite intelligence. Due to this system, we monitor weather anomalies, soil and vegetable health, fire and drought risks. And due to this analysis, we exactly understand what is happening on this place, and we can decide if we want to insure this crop insurance, this crop in this yield and this plate, or we'd like to increase price to decrease price. And it helps us to create more accurate insurance and premium rate. So we answer the second question, how to create combined products, essential tools, data analysis, programming, advanced modeling, regulatory compliance. And the next question, why is it essential to deeply understand and improve products? So now we go inside investment portfolio. We took it as example, Australia Balanced Super Innovation Investment Portfolio. We took normalized data about returns and volatility. And I took unit prices from special Python tool, Yahoo Finance. And then we do special exercise, special task to optimize this portfolio. Firstly, we can use Lagrange multipliers to improve our product. For example, now we have expected return 6.4%, but we'd like to receive 7.5%. And we'd like to increase expected return with the minimum risk. And both methods allow us to do that. But we'd like to distribute, to optimize allocation due to regulatory constraints. And only second method allow us to put it in the account. This chart shows the efficient frontier, thousands of possible portfolios plotted by risk and return. The blue dot is the moderate baseline. It's our basic portfolio. The red star is our optimized aggressive portfolio. The red star offers a higher expected return, 7.5%, with a slightly a high risk, 13%, but still within realistic limits. This demonstrates the value of algorithm design. And here we move from static to dynamic. We build an age-based strategy. Younger investors hold more equities. Older investors shift into bonds and cash. This approach is used in MySuper in Australia products and life cycle strategies. It reflects changing risk tolerance and goals over time. Python makes these logics flexible and transparent. And this is like a modern idea. What if we include cryptocurrency into the early phase of pension product? Here we allocate 20% of crypto up to age 40 as part of the risky asset block. Crypto is removed over age 40. The portfolio returns to a more conservative allocation. This strategy supports digital engagement and earlier compounding without long-term instability. This chart compares risk and return under both strategy with and without crypto. The crypto enhanced strategy shows higher returns in the early phase, especially for younger contributors. It gradually converged with the base model by age 40-50. This is a strong case for controlled crypto use in young target pension models. This chart shows how wealth grows over time. Crypto-enhanced portfolios accumulate more in the early year due to higher growth. The gap compounds over the time. It illustrates how dynamic structures can shape long-term outcomes, even with small early changes. So this block of slides shows us understanding product structure is critical. Optimization must include regulatory constraints. Dynamic strategies offer better alignment with clients' needs. New instruments like crypto and can enhance performance in this responsibility. We must always test, adjust, and build with the client in mind. And the next question. How do visualization and programming tools support decision making? It's really important because it makes us easy to understand what is happening. This slide shows us simple visualization can reveal hidden patterns in product data. When working with complex risks in dynamic environments, risk can correlate and decorrelate. To assess these dependencies, a key tool is visualization. For example, consider a behavioral normal on the left, a prior distribution. On the right, the effect of using the circular equation and performing inference. The two variables now have a correlation structure that would not be revealed by standard statistical tests, but can be easily picked up by visualization tool. This Monte Carlo simulation for long-term wealth forecasting helps identify complex dependencies between model parameters by generation samples, scenarios, and seeing if and how dependencies manifest. For example, using the visualization tools above, as we saw above, biasing network, which can really complete Monte Carlo simulation. For example, applying the above technologies, we can build practical models like this one, which assess the likelihood of achieving a given retirement capital under two different scenarios, one statistic and adaptive. This is an example of coming Monte Carlo with visualization. Another type of algorithm we can use in clustering. We can use it to identify different groups of clients based on a metric. Here we can see initial assignment, which later referred by the algorithm to the special clustering. About this slide, in fact, many of technologies described above are an example of Bayes' theorem and can be interpreted as adapting one's beliefs in light on new information. What we know before is called the a priori, estimate the blue line. Compute given new information is a posterior, the green light. Biasing updating helps us adjust forecasts over time and build more accurate adaptive models. Unlike other methods, biasing calculations allow us to fully assess the uncertainty associated with our forecasts, making our predictions more robust and reliable. So the last answer is how do visualization and programming tools support decision making? The answer is turn complex data into clear insight, faster, a smarter decision. And I think that the main goal of our combining product is achieve mutual value, lower risks, and greater benefit for both client and provider. Thank you so much. Thank you that you listened to me, and sorry with my issue about language. If it was Russian, it will be easier for me to explain you everything. Thank you. Thank you.
I just have a couple of questions as well. It's thank you for everyone who has submitted a couple of questions online in the app. And definitely a few interesting thoughts there, especially around product design, which is where my head is usually at. And whenever I see a slide that talks about two products that seem to be losing money and then bundling them into one that seems to be definitely running profitably, it always perks my interest. So one quick question we had from Owen was some of these examples that you shared. Are these products or strategies theoretical, or have you had a chance to implement or realize them in financial services companies? Are there any examples you can share?
Do you mean the two about tools or about products insights?
I think it was. I wouldn't be surprised if it was relating to the term life and okay. Pensions example, how it got combined.
Combination of critical disease, term life insurance, and pension products, I really realized it in the company. And I know that Australia has special regulation about, for example, pension fund can't sell all products from different sphere, but we can manage it. For example, pension fund can collaborate with the finance platform where it can combine different products. It's maybe pension and special services, for example. Pension fund can't sell that, but the finance platform can sell that. And I combined such products in the bank platform. For example, banks are always the main financial platform. They can sell everything. And if you collaborate with the bank can combine pension product, medicine, telemarketing, special services for retirement age people. And it's real. It's growing. It's already realized in different countries. And even when I talk about cryptocurrency, I saw that my super has special product, Hero Super, for young people who can use cryptocurrency like a part of their investment portfolio, because our life is developing. It started to be so flexible and modern, and young people want more progress, I think, and we should satisfy them.
Mm. No, that's a really interesting one, and I think it leads on to another question that we've received was, when you talk about combined products, they are almost like tailored solutions. So in your examples, how do you balance some of the personalization that you can deliver to the customer with operational scalability?
Really, when I talk about individualization, I meant about clusterization. So we create special decision exactly for special cluster of clients with special targets. We study data, what these people like, what they afraid, what they buy, what they need. And we really like to create the special product to them. And when we use special equipment, special tools, automation, it's not difficult to scale these sales, I think.
And maybe just a follow-up specifically about the regulatory limitations that you, or addressing regulatory constraints that you mentioned. Were there any regulatory limitations of bundled products that we should be aware of, maybe specifically for the Australian market, that might be a bit more, make it a bit more difficult here than in other markets?
Maybe, because I think that on one hand, Australia really have a strict regulation, but it is good because regulation is allow us to create really useful products for client. For example, if we don't have regulation, banks will earn more money and people will earn less money. And that's why regulation is good. And even Australia has special act which explain how we can combine products. This act allows insurance company to sell some pension products and opposite way. So I am sure that step by step, regulation can develop this document and allow the market to create combined product more easily.
Okay. I've got a couple more questions. I'll touch on some of the models that you talked about. But if anyone also has any questions, maybe we can use the microphone.
Of course, there are a lot of validity and insurance and investor inexperienced, and it's huge risk, but we can manage it. We use stress testing, and we put special cap to change the strategy before 40 years old, and it helps us to make this strategy more manageable.
Good. Really good question. And I know, Anthony, you also mentioned a similar one around the use of crypto within super funds. So great to hear that that's been addressed as well. So specifically around some of the technical solutions that you shared, let's just start off with their practicality. And I was really interested in some of the Bayesian networks that you shared. But what have you seen as the practical value of these sort of tools in insurance product development? Or are they more used as a research tool to create additional insights at companies?
These this tool, like Bayesian network, it's a great level of programming. Inside this IT decision, Python, AI, of course, we can do everything by our hand in Python. But this special program allows do a lot of cycles, a lot of scenarios, a lot of models, more quickly, more clear, and better visualization. That's why I show you as example how we can see the model as a structure. And even each factor, if we move it and if we connect it to other graphs, we really see in as a result how it influences. And we can put this model in a time frame to show how it will develop in the time.
So really focusing down on the complex interactions and all the moving parts of what we see in financial services industries. And there's a really good follow-up question on in regards to that from Etienne. Regarding models and the software setup, so what kind of choices do you make or experience that you can share with us around the architecture of these or the frameworks that you implement to be able to make it easier to manage all those complex interactions and keep track of them, especially as we start utilizing more and more complex, say, rating structures?
I think the first level, we can use programming languages, as I think we all use it. And the second level, of course, it's programming, which will include all the functions inside. And it helps us to manage our model, our validation, output and inputs very quickly. And I think it's really very important. Maybe I say that second time, but just some days ago, I worked with the Excel model. It was very huge model. A lot of macros, a lot of interesting insights, but it's really difficult to understand how this exactly cell, how this factor really influenced to the model, because you can't see all connections inside Excel. And even you accidentally move one cell, it can be broken, and it's difficult. Sometimes we think that automation using Python code, it's more difficult than Excel. Excel is, it will already be useful for special things, to check something, but really to manage the model, we need to use special tools. And if it's a huge model, which includes different scenarios, different forecast tools, different stress tests, we need to use more tools. And there are a lot of them on the market, special programming equipment we can use. Thank you.
Yeah. So it definitely sounds that the more complex the challenges, and that's where it sounds the future is heading, the more important those decisions about architecture, tool choice, and frameworks will be.
Yes.
I've got maybe one more minute for one more question, unless anyone has anything pressing that they want to ask in person. Otherwise, just for my interest, because I always love this sort of stuff, but what was the tool that you used, or the package that you used for the graph network slide?
It's a special program from my company. I can show you personally. So we have a team who really create stuff inside. They use special tools, all math functions inside these tools, Python inside, and AI tools inside. And it's really help to create graphs, any simulation, any kind of, for example, Monte Carlo, you can use it very easily using this stuff.
Definitely. Sounds like the right tool for a complex problem like that. So I'll be interested to learn more about it later. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's no other questions? Then please join me to say a huge thank you to Marina. I understand that it's... please. We've got the microphone. Maybe jump in so we can all hear.
I'm not sure if this is a silly question or not, but when you look at those portfolios individually and they weren't performing well, and then they were combined and the profitability improved, was that a result of like more accurate pricing or also a change in business mix that resulted in that improvement in profitability?
In the model for presentation, I really use the same parameters to combine. In real life, of course, we face different situation. And in my real experience, when we combine products, it allows us to increase value. When we increase value, it allows us to take more commission from the client.
Okay.
Or maybe it depends on the structure of the tariff, what we want. Or, for example, we want to receive more profit and use this profit to scale the business. So when we increase the value, the main idea when we increase value for special kind of clients, we can increase profitability due to commission, due to special costs. And to increase value, we need to reduce risks for us.
Right.
To have additional income. And how to reduce risk? To combine with special products, which make our products more valuable, more clear, more accurate in forecasting, more valuable exactly for this special group. And it helps us to increase commission, to reduce risk, to reduce costs. As a result, we have more profit, and this profit we can use to share with client, to increase his loyalty, for example, or to share with our partners to scale the business, to scale sales.
Cool. Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.